from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles. Heidi and Frank Show, one of our oldest friends is going to join us next. We've known him since he was a wee lad with the Frame Advance remote control in his hand with his VCR, finding those moments in cinema of nudity and then documenting it and creating an entire empire out of it. I'm talking about Mr. Skin. Hello, Mr. Skin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Heidi and Frank. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. Like I said, one of our oldest friends of the show.
We go way back. Yeah. We really do.
From the very beginnings to now, I mean, your job has gotten so much bigger. Now, normally, I mean, he calls in a couple times a year before it's for the Anatomy Awards.
Skinatomy Awards.
The Skinatomy Awards. Yeah. But that's, you know, when the Oscars and everything is happening in that season. But this is just, and that has categories that are hilarious. And I think they can go to MrSkin.com and look at past Anatomy Awards, right?
We have 26 of them, if you could believe that.
Oh,
that's how long I've been doing it. Yeah, this is my 26th top 10 list, by the way, which is like, there's people that weren't even born when I started that are, you know,
that made the list
already.
Incredible.
Yes, because this is just the top 10 nude scenes of 2025. So there's no like categories. It's just the best nude scenes of all.
And what
I appreciate about this breakdown is that when you go to MrSkin.com and you're looking for something to watch, because when you go to actually all the streaming networks and you're looking for things to watch, and then all the trailers, you get lost in them. And then when you start a show, it'll say, oh, violence and smoking and flashing lights, if you're going to have a seizure. And there's always that word I'm looking for, which I'm sure is the word that Mr. Skin's always looking for, is nudity. If you want to just eliminate all that other crap and just go right to the nudity, then you're going to go find what shows to watch and go, hey honey, you ever heard of Peacemaker?
Right.
I hear it's wonderful.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because before I even had a website, when I was just like in high school and stuff, I went through the cable guide and I'd open this thing and it was like the fall of 1980, and I get HBO and Showtime and Skinamax, and all of a sudden I open the cable guide and it says like N for nudity, and I just start recording everything I could. That was kind of the genesis of all this. But I remember there was like one movie it had Maureen McCormick from the Brady Bunch in it, and it was a drive-in movie from 1980, and I record it thinking there's no way Marsha from the Brady Bunch is going to do a nude scene. Hour and 4 minutes in, she showed breasts, and I never even heard of this movie. And that's the kind of thing, it was those ends in the cable guide that I focused on, so I could relate completely to that.
Yeah, and nobody's ever heard of that movie, but Mr. Skin, you can go there and find out. It's like, I wonder if, you know, Marsha Brady, and then you about type that into your search engine there, and they're like, yep, all the stuff she's ever done.
Just to confirm, because I know you're dying to know, but Ann B. Davis is Alice never did a nude scene. So.
Oh, okay. She's the only one on Brady Bunch who never did. It was Alice. And thank God. But as far as the top 10 nude scenes of 2025, let's just jump right into it. And I did mention Peacemaker because it comes in at number 10.
Yeah, it's a show. It's that James Gunn who did Guardians of the Galaxies and Superman. And what's cool about him is his career goes back. He started doing movies for Troma. I don't know if you guys know Troma with Lloyd Kaufman, but it was like not even B movies. They were like D movies. And they had great nudity. And that's his origin. So like, it's cool that he has these super successful franchises and that still for like Peacemaker throws in a scene where there's a bunch of, it's basically the orgy scene. There's no person in particular. It was just such a mind blowing scene. And you do see a lot of package in that. I think I counted seven packages in that scene, but it was all full frontal, tons of women and men. It's a funny, it's a comedic scene, but tons of nudity. It came in at number 10 on our list.
Yeah, I do see a hint of one man's package right there on this the still shot. So
watch the video. You'll see a lot more.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll get right on that. I don't want to miss the other six. Okay.
Six and a half.
No pun intended.
Got Mr. Skin on Zooming with us. If you want to see any of these scenes, go to MrSkin.com and you'll be able to see it.
Yeah, we literally just launched it today, so this is hot off the press.
Love it.
Yeah, as soon as he launches something new, he always lets us know about it.
And, yeah, it's very important.
Number nine, I've never heard of this show, but now I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, it's Diane Kruger. It's actually a movie. It's called The Shrouds. And she's this isn't the first go-around for her for nudity. She's been naked before, but she's fully nude in this. And I got to say, it's a David Cronenberg movie, which he's just known for great nudity. There was a movie called Crash in the 90s, Dead Ringer in the 80s. He's the guy that did The Fly with Jeff Goldblum. He's just a great director, and this movie is, they think he's in his 80s now, one of his last movies probably. So Diane Kruger did her best nudity of her career in this. It came in at number nine.
Look, I mean, and I'd great say press. Possible nominee for best boobage for the Anatomy Awards.
You have more to see on this list. It's going to be stiff competition, if you will.
Okay. I did want to see number eight with Nicole Kidman and Baby Girl, but I never did see the movie.
You have to. And this, of all the nude scenes from 2025, Nicole Kidman and Baby Girl was the most viewed at our website. And Frank, let me just paint a picture for you. So Nicole Kidman in this movie is a high power corporate executive. And this cocky intern, Harris Dickinson, comes in to work at the company. Now, she's married in the movie to Antonio Banderas. So it's not like she has some schlub at home.
Yeah.
They have an affair, but it's not just an affair. She becomes like subservient to him, submissive. And it's just the hottest sex and nudity. And it's Nicole Kidman, and it's just a must-see. It's a fun movie to watch.
But how's the plot? I'm kidding. No, I mean,
are you
cares?
Evolving
I'm
totally and growing
kidding.
Up?
I'm, I don't I'm totally kidding. Great
yet. It's not the Citizen Kane here, but here's the thing. It's sexy as hell. Like, there's certain movies that you'd want to watch with your significant other, and I recommend this as one.
Ooh, let's say that. All right.
Okay.
I'm not saying she should have won the Oscar or anything, but it's sexy. It's super sexy. It's like
like a fantasy.
This woman having sex with an intern. That's good stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman, Baby Girl, coming in the number eight spot of the best nude scenes of 2025. Number seven.
Yeah, it's Zoe Kravitz in Caught Stealing, which this is Darren Aronofsky. You know this guy. He's done Requiem for a Dream, Black Swan. And this is based on a 2004 book. It's set in New York City in the late 90s, before 9/11, and the caught stealing thing is this guy, what's the dude's name? Austin Butler's a baseball player who's has an injury and it ends his career and he becomes like a kind of a criminal. And Zoe Kravitz in this, like 7 minutes in, has a really great sex scene with him where she's topless. She, of course, is Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if that nipple piercing is real, because I really doubt if Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
Yeah, I don't really, I don't care either way, but it's pretty hot. So.
Oh yes,
she's got
it
great
is.
Breasts, yeah.
I wonder, how do you do? Would you do? And Heidi would know this better, but do they have clip? Is clip-on nipple piercing a thing? I don't even know.
I don't know if it's a thing, but I'm sure.
Yeah,
it is.
For older ladies, you know, those assisted living places, the old clip-on nipple rings or nipple, yeah. But I wonder if she got this for the role or she just has them all the time. And they were like, leave them in.
Yeah.
Works.
Good stuff.
Works.
All right. Number six. Who do we got?
Number six on the top celebrity nude scenes of the year is Imogene Poots in All of You, which is a movie from Apple TV. And it's co-created by Brett Goldstein. You know him as Roy Kent and Ted Lasso.
Yes,
that's him.
I love him.
He's the hairy dude.
Yeah.
But she may have one of the weirdest names, but she's so pretty. She's a British actress, and her sex scene at the 56-minute mark with him came in at number six. And I'm a big fan of hers, and I'm a big fan of his from Ted Lasso, and it's just different to see. Like, he was Mr. Tough Guy in Ted Lasso. He's different in this. It's like a kind of a rom-com type of thing, but weird, a little weird, but The nude scene at 56 minutes in is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking to Mr. Skin right now. He's got the top 10 nude scenes of 2025. You can see all of these at MrSkin.com. That was number 6, Imogen Poots, all of you. Now, the top 5, I did see this this series, The White Lotus, and I do agree.
Yeah. This was really popular. So Amy Lou Wood in White Lotus. Now, for anyone that casual fan, she's the one that got a lot of crap for her teeth. She doesn't have.
I loved her teeth, man. I think her teeth makes her hotter.
Listen, everything else on her is perfect, so she could have a tiny flaw. It's not a problem. But this was in the second episode with Walter Goggin, and this was a highly viewed nude scene also because White Lotus is such a popular franchise now. And by the way, they're not afraid to show a little male genitalia when the when they can. They had 3 of those scenes this year. But the Amy Lou Wood scene in bed with Walt Goggin was super hot. And there were rumors they were having sex outside. That was a big thing in the press, but
that's how you know it's good.
How
though,
could
when
you
it's
not
like,
really?
Start rumors about it? It was so real.
Yeah, you'd have to, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, I would say another nominee for best boobage.
Yeah,
it gets better.
It even gets better. Better. Okay, okay.
Jeez, Mr. Skin.
All right, we're at number 4.
Number 4 is Rachel Sennett in that new show, I Love L.A. And I really think she's really talented. And it's funny because I kind of a little aged out for this show from the standpoint of it's kind of like, I think she made a thing in the press where she said it's like Entourage for internet girls. You know, it's like things, you know, but it's really, there's some really funny stuff in it. I've really laughed out loud a few times, but what was so cool in the first like 3 minutes, she makes her new debut. And I was like, all right, this is going to be a good show. So what's also interesting about her, now she came in at number 4. I found her, she did that Shiva Baby movie from a few years back. That's when I first noticed her. But what's cool about this show is there's 2 actresses that are celebrities, kids. One is the one that plays Tallulah. That's Pamela Adlon's daughter. The really wild, crazy one, Tallulah. And then True Whitaker is Forrest Whitaker's daughter. So it's kind of cool. They're like celebrity kids on the show. But really good show. And Rachel said it's...
She doesn't look like Forrest Whitaker, does she?
No.
Thank God.
Her mom. She looks more like her mom.
That's pretty funny. I didn't think about that. I should have prefaced it by saying she looked more like her mom.
And I would nominate her for beaver brows. She has some very bushy brows on her.
Very good.
People are into that sort of thing. All right. Top 3 now. Top nude scenes of 2025 on MrSkin.com.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, number 3 is Margaret Qualley and Aubrey Plaza in Honey, Don't. And this is the second straight lesbian crime caper by Ethan Coen. He's one half of the Oscar-winning Coen brothers, and I think he did this with his wife. But man, this Margaret Qualley's like, she's like the new Helen Mirren as far as nudity and great acting. This is her 4th straight movie where she's been nude. You know, she was the one in The Substance with Demi Moore. She was the younger version.
Oh yes,
and it's her and Aubrey Plaza, who's another beautiful actress, and they're having a sex scene.
How do I not know about this movie?
I don't know.
But I know it. The rest of my day.
Coen brother and an amazing nude scene from 2 celebrities. You got to check it out. It's called Honey Don't. Margaret Qualley and Aubrey Plaza.
Margaret Qualley is a celebrity kid as well, right?
Andy McDowell.
McDowell's daughter. Yeah.
Any nudity from Andy McDowell throughout time in history?
She did a movie called Ruby Cairo. It was in the early 90s, and it's a very quick topless scene, but that's it. But she,
you're amazing, Mr. Skip.
Listen, I'm it's what I do for a living.
Yeah, you do what you love. You never work a day in your life.
Did you recognize similarities? Being like, okay, she has her mom's nipples. I mean, I can see that.
Well, she's done way more nudity than her mom has, and it's pretty awesome. So,
That's Margaret Qualley and Aubrey Plaza and Honey Don't. I know what Heidi's planning on doing all weekend long.
Hurry up with the show, because
I have some really good stuff coming up too. for Heidi that she'll be happy with.
So. Oh, yeah. We got the top two. Talking to Mr. Skin about the top 10 nude scenes of 2025. You can go to MrSkin.com and watch all of these scenes. But we got a show called, is it a show or a movie called Oh Hi?
Well, it is a movie, and I got to tell you the preface of this because it's pretty incredible. But first of all, it's Molly Gordon. And if you're a fan of The Bear, that great show with Jeremy Allen White, she plays his girlfriend on that from Hulu.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, she had never done a nude scene. And talk about possibility for best breasts.
Who knew she was so stacked?
I know. I know. And now, listen, Frank, listen to this. This is just crazy. So in this movie, Oh Hi, Molly Gordon meets this guy, and she's really into him, and they go away, and they're having this amazing sex, and they get the little ties out to tie him up during the sex, and she gets topless in the scene. But the guy is an idiot because he decides to break up with her or end the relationship while he is tied up.
Oh, no.
It doesn't go real well. Let's just say that. Think of Misery with Kathy Bates, but with not Kathy Bates. So it's it's pretty wild. But boy, Molly Gordon is beautiful in this. And
those are some great breasts.
Yes, definitely.
That's what I was telling you guys about. Wow. Don't jump too quick on the best breasts. We got
more
to go.
We did, yes. But, yeah. So now we're up to the number one best nude scene of 2025, and I am fortunate enough to have seen this show. It was like the Hunting Wives. If you haven't seen it yet, Heidi?
Uh-uh.
Oh, boy.
No.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of things I could say about The Hunting Wives. It's a Netflix show. That had the second most female nude scenes of any American show this year. The show 1923 on Paramount Plus was number one with 11. This had 10. But this Netflix show, and, you know, Frank, you're probably like everyone else, they kind of stumbled on it and like, what is this? You know, and then you start watching it, and there's all these beautiful women that are relatively well-known, like Brittany Snow and Malin Ackerman are the two main women, but there's these, basically Brittany Snow is from the city. She moves to this small town in Texas, you know, to get away and all that stuff.
Quieter life. All right.
Oh my God. She meets Malin Ackerman, who's running this thing called The Hunting Wives. It's all these rich Texas wives. And next thing you know, Brittany and Malin are hooking up. They have two episodes in particular. You could choose either one, but either was worthy of best.
Both married women are the hunting wives. So they dwell often, but they end up hooking up. And pretty amazing.
And a lot of
gets
men.
Frank's stamp of approval.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of men who aren't that good looking end up with some pretty beautiful women in hot tubs and whatnot in this. So it's a pretty cool show. It's called The Hunting Wives. Highly recommend it. Number one nude scene of the year. Malin Ackerman and Brittany Snow.
Go check them all out at MrSkin.com. Thank you so much. What do we have to look forward to? Is there something else like you got coming out of Mr. Skin that's
the one thing I should mention is that Jennifer Lawrence has a movie called Die My Love, which if it came out earlier, it doesn't come out till the 23rd of December, where, you know, on VOD.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, trust me, it would probably be number one on my list, but since it's not out yet, I'm going to kick it to next year because it comes out so late in the year. But watch Jennifer Lawrence and Die My Love. What I've seen so far, it's number one worthy. It's awesome. So that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Jennifer Lawrence and Die My Love. Very exciting.
Well, thank you, Mr. Skin. It's always fun talking to you, and thank you for giving us things to watch that we might not have been turned on to yet, but now we are.
But the good news is you were already watching some of them.
I know. I did have a couple in there, but yeah.
I like when you know the nudity, too, because I like when you have a background on it. So
yeah, that the Hunting Wives, great choice for number one, and definitely go watch that series because there's a lot more scenes in there involved. This was just the number one scene.
Just a little taste, if you will.
Just the nip of the iceberg. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Skin. You're amazing.
All right, you got it, dude. Take care.
You too.
We probably have a list of all these up at HeidiandFrank.com, so you can go and check it out. Or MrSkin.com, you just want to go watch the scenes themselves. Yeah, I think I watched the first season of Peacemaker, and then I haven't been back on it. But yeah, I have to get back on that.
We got some homework to do.
Yes, we do.
Wife Hunting Wives, that's my homework. And then you have, Baby Girl.
And you also have that Honey Don't, that Margaret Qualley and Aubrey Plaza.
Honey Don't.
Yeah, so the director did it with his wife. I'm like, hell, I haven't even done that with my wife.
That is a good movie. It's got Charlie Day in it as well. From Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's funny. I don't know if I can see him in a
Wait, the Honey Don't does?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, he's a detective in it.
It's
got humor in it.
Oh, you've actually seen it?
I've seen it, yeah. Oh. That was great. I've seen a few of these, except for the Oh Hi. Like, I feel like I really want to check that one out. Molly Gordon from The Bear.
I would have had no idea she's all packing all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, who breaks up while you're tied to the bed?
That doesn't seem like the greatest idea. Yeah. That's like starting a fight with the guy who's driving.
Yeah, the advice is never break with somebody. Never break up with somebody when you're tied to a bed. Yeah. That's advice. We can get back to doing that if you would like. The words of advice that you heard and then you carried it with you. It's the gift that you can give all of us and the listeners out there. Something to maybe take into 2026 with them. Some words of advice. 818-955-2955. I still have some tickets to give away. I got the Avatar 4-pack to go see. That comes out in theaters December 19th. I don't think there's any nudity in it. But
I wonder if James Cameron ever will show us some blue boobage or something.
Some bloobage?
Yeah, from the Na'vi.
I mean, do you think the Na'vi are hot?
Oh, yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah,
I mean, is it like because they're blue or because they're just giant?
I think for me it's because they're giant, and finally I can feel like a delicate flower.
Oh, my God.
Because here on Earth, it's not really happening.
I mean, they're doing is running around climbing trees, so they all got...
She got a great ass!
Oh, yeah. Zoe Saldana?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, there's nobody to sit around like this. Like,
yeah,
nobody's resting.
It's like watching a bunch of CrossFitters just like hanging out with loincloths on.
Also got Chicago and Styx tickets, and those are the tickets, and Toto tickets with Christopher Cross and the Romantics. That's going to be Friday, August 14th at the new Long Beach Amphitheater, which is a 12,000-seater they built down there by the Queen Mary. So I think it has views of the Queen Mary in downtown. So it's another venue for live performances
in Jordan's
here in Southern California.
Excellent!
How did you get a chance to think about it as far as like any kind of advice that you've heard or like words of inspiration that you take with you?
Well, that mine was from my mom, and again, I don't think she necessarily lived by it, but she said, what you do to hook 'em is what you do to keep 'em. So basically, it's like if I was doing certain things when, you know, it was dating somebody and then we get married and all of a sudden that stuff just stops, well, that's not fair. You know, obviously it's going to change and evolve a little bit, but for the most part, it's like in the early days of dating somebody that made them fall in love with you, like make sure you continue to do that. And I do okay. I drop the ball occasionally.
What have you dropped the ball on?
But for the most part, I don't lay around in my lingerie anymore and say,
this is what you used to do.
Well.
You used to lay around in lingerie.
Well, lay around in lingerie, meaning like I knew my wife, she worked in downtown LA, so she would get off work at 4 o'clock and it would take her about an hour to get home. So about, you know, 10 to 5 or so, I'm putting lingerie on and, you know, and I tell her I'm waiting for her. And so.
Oh, you would tell her, you give her the heads up, or wouldn't it be like she walks in the door and she's just, you know, hey, and then you're already there on the couch.
I would usually send a little sneak peek picture, like just a little bit of something.
Why don't you do that anymore?
And then I would send it to her and she would go, ooh, hello. And I'm like,
Come on, you're no longer that girl on that bicycle. Time to start doing that again.
I know, but I was that girl on that bicycle for a while, and I think I got out of feeling remotely attractive. And
I'm just saying you're not her anymore, so get over that. Start putting them with those matching sets back on and laying around.
You're absolutely right. I need to do that. It's a little different.
Do it right now. Let me see what you got. Go get your panty drawer, and let me pick out something for her.
Fashion show.
Well, let me tell you, it's a little different because...
Do you even have any matching sets anymore? I mean, like, could you go and grab something and go, well, I have this little thing. I'm like, perfect, go put it on. I mean, we're getting like a half hour from the end of the show, and then you walk out of the studio there at your house.
No, I got family in town. I can't do that now.
Even hotter.
Oh, yeah.
And then you sneak down the hallway.
I'm trying to figure out how to watch Honey Don't later with a house full of people.
I'm sure Aunt Jackie's got a hankering, too. No. It runs in the family. She got it from your dad.
No, she loves that. Although I will say this, I was talking to my Aunt Jackie. We were sitting around the fire pit and we were chit chatting. She goes, "You know, there are a lot of gay people on our side of the family too." And I'm like, "What?" She goes, "Oh yeah." And then she starts naming people.
All the gay people in your family?
That's yeah. I knew a few on my dad's side. Like I know the gay ones on my dad's side. But we were kind of talking about that, and my Aunt Jackie goes, "Oh yeah, we had quite a few gay people on our side of the family too."
Who has quite a few gay people in a family?
Why have I never heard?
A few?
Why have I never heard this?
More than average.
I mean, you know, if you got a family of 10, good chance one of them's gay.
Yeah.
But.
Right.
Yeah, but a few.
Quite a few is what she said.
Yeah, she said quite a few. Like I have like a.
Think there's a chance Jackie was gay. She never came out.
Mm-hmm. No, she all about that D.
Really.
Hardcore.
Bring her in. Let's ask her if she ever. If she walks in that studio wearing a matching set of bra and underwear panties, I'd be like, "Oh my god!" Okay, all right. So what?
So I need
what
to
you
get
do
back to
hook them? You do to keep them.
So it's basically don't forget all those little moments where they were falling in love with you. Try to continue doing that, and I try. I fall off, but I am trying.
And the only thing that can backfire, well, not really backfire on you there, but the only thing that could hurt you with that advice is that you expect that other person to do that same thing. Now, if they don't, then you're going to judge them based on the fact that they don't do what they used to do. Like, "You don't bring me
anymore."
And so because you have that advice ingrained into you from your mother, it's like all of a sudden you don't love me, and then you cause drama, and it has nothing to do with that. He, her, busy, stressed out, you know, "Hey, we're together now." I mean, the flowers thing, that is a early relationship thing. Maybe for your birthday, anniversary.
But not just maybe, for a random Tuesday, you know.
But maybe every now and then random, you know. Don't be douchey about it and bring him home every night. But just some random Tuesday.
Hiding them behind your back. "Hello, my love."
I mean, in a weird way, I think for women, that's like guy lingerie. When she walks into the kitchen, you've already put them in a vase and they're on the kitchen table. On the kitchen island, there's these flowers.
Did you even cut open that little preservative pack and sprinkle that powdery stuff in there too? Did you?
No, I had to stick my finger in there.
Ooh, yeah, you're going to stick your finger in there.
I stuck my sugar fingers in there.
Ooh, sugar fingers.
I threw that package away.
Let me take a
look. You just seen those flowers open up when I stuck my sugar fingers in there.
Like they're seeing the sunshine for the first time.
I'm just saying, you can make anything a little bit sort of nasty talk.
Uh-huh. You really can.
And I didn't have to put on a matching bra and panty set.
And now you want, you know what
I'm
going to do?
That'd be hilarious and totally turned off.
I'm going to grab your hand and I'm going to lick your fingers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to look at you while I'm doing it. I'm going to take your fingers on it.
Okay. I'm going to open that flower up.
You know what?
What? Thank you.
That's some good advice.
That is some good advice. Okay. Oh, look at all the advice coming in. Yeah. We got TJ. Hello, TJ.
I'll be right back. Yes, hey.
What was the best advice you ever gotten that you've taken with you over the years?
Yeah, so I got some early advice from my grandfather. It served me well as a struggling artist out here. It was never cheap out on shoes or a bed because you spend a third of your life on your feet, a third of your life sleeping. And my father had told me, if you ever have to fight a group of boys, always fight the big one first, because you're eventually going to have to make your way to him anyway. And if you beat his butt, then the other kids will back down. And all three of those have served me well.
Right.
That is some great
spend
advice.
Money on really shoes, is. A good bed.
Toilet paper, I would suggest as well.
And take care of the biggest guy.
And then Hollywood has misled me many a times. I don't follow that advice much anymore. I remember when I was 19 having an argument with my girlfriend while I was watering the lawn, and I playfully sprayed her with a hose. That did not turn out well.
That doesn't turn into sexy time.
Yeah.
No.
Or like when you're painting a room together and you throw paint on her.
Right.
That doesn't go out. That, you know.
No.
And I've got paint in my hair.
There's
I just
no
had my hair
to clean
done.
It up.
Idiot.
Yeah. All right. What ticket do you want for that fine advice?
What do you have? I didn't catch the list.
I got a 4-pack to see the Avatar movie that's coming out. I also have Toto tickets. I got in Chicago and Styx. What do you want?
Where is Chicago and Styx?
That's at the Acrisure Arena in Palm Desert or at the Kia Forum.
September? Yeah, I'll take that at the Kia Forum.
Yeah, that's in September, so you've got plenty of time to plan for that. Stay on hold. They said his grandfather gave him that advice.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Text him and says, "My granddad lived to be 95, and I asked him what the secret to a long, happy life was. He told me to mind my own business."
All right.
But that's meta right there.
Yeah.
Because that's how you have a long, happy life, is mind your own business. Don't be up in everybody else's business. Like, that's how you have a long, happy life, without drama.
Yeah.
Just mind your own business.
Live and let live. Yeah.
You took it as in, hey, I guess he just didn't want to tell me.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you mind your own business, kid?
Okay, Grandpa.
All right. Sorry for asking. That's good, though.
That is.
Yeah.
It's good advice.
Take care of your own world. Everybody's got their own world that they're struggling in. And maybe you could be an ear to hear about this struggle, but as far as that's really all they want, to support with the ears. Jordan, you hear anything good?
Oh, man. I like the shoes one, actually, because I didn't realize I was wearing the wrong size shoes until I was like 32.
What do you mean the wrong size shoe?
I mean, I grew up working boots and, basically Converse. The largest production size was size 13. So, like, I would go shoe shopping and I'd find the shoe that fit the best, which was a size 13. So I just wore that, well into my adult life until finally I got insurance as like a, 32-year-old me. So I went to a podiatrist and measured my feet and told me I was a size 14, like wide. So I was wondering why my feet always hurt and why I was always like such in like in a bad mood kind of thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it turns out I was wearing the wrong size shoe for a long time. Work boots and everything. So like now because of that, I got to deal with, the foot issues sometimes.
So your feet were bound like a Japanese geisha.
Yep, pretty much. They're walking on my bound
walking
up
on
toes.
The tops of your toes, yeah.
Toes all and curled so in there. You got bunions?
I got a couple.
Oh, so you're a couple.
Yeah.
14 wide is what you are.
Yeah, 14 wide.
Yeah,
that's right.
You are.
But 805 saying, the best advice I got, I came into this world naked and without anything, so everything I have now, I am winning.
Whoa.
So, yeah, be thankful for the stuff that you have, not what you don't have, because you didn't have anything when you got here. So anything you got is a win.
Right. And we're going to go out the same damn way, so can't take anything with us, so we're going to go out naked, too, probably.
My uncle on my 18th birthday told me from here on out, 17 will get you 20.
Okay.
Now you're 18, so all those girls that you were in high school with who are under 18, nope, sorry.
Jailbait.
Mm-hmm. 17 will get you 20.
Jailbait. No, that's not the song. It's Jailbreak.
You made it your own. No, you made it work for the actual topic.
To improve your posture, pretend you are shooting lasers out of your nipples and try to shoot people in the head. So, to improve your posture, walk around like you're lasering your nipples at people's heads.
There's a couple
that makes sense. I feel much straighter now.
Couple of girls on this Mr. Skin list make me feel straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is there, you want to get shot by those lasers. Uh-huh. Oh,
right Tie me down, right call me James Bond. If you can't decide between two equally good options, flip a coin. And if you're disappointed with your result, go with the losing side.
Oh, that's good.
Because I've seen that happen so many times. It's still 2 out of 3? Well, if you want 2 out of 3, then just go with the first one.
If you're disappointed.
Unless it's like you're both going for the same thing, but it's just your own particular option, your own choices. No one else is going to win anything from it and take that from you. It's like, okay, do I want to go here or here?
To truly understand which one you're rooting for.
Let me flip again, 2 out of 3, because I really want to go there. Well, then go there.
Yes, you got your answer.
Wasting time, you weirdo.
Brilliant.
Rinse your cereal bowl straight away. That stuff sets up like concrete.
Yeah, right.
It does.
Yeah, just put water in it. If you don't feel like washing it right away, at least soak it. Yeah, that's what you say. That's a soaker.
Never miss an opportunity to have a piss.
That's good advice, though.
It is. But
real good advice.
Never miss an opportunity to take a pee break
when
you have to pee. Pee.
Yep.
Or even pee before you got to pee.
Just thinking don't about that it. Around 8:30.
Huh? Oh, really?
Yeah.
You went and took a pee?
No, I was thinking about going to do one, and then I never did. And now here we are in the 9 o'clock hour where there's no commercial break.
Oh,
so I really missed an opportunity back then, about an hour ago.
Well, the beautiful thing about radio, Jordan, is you could just play a song and go pee. It's called a pee break.
That's what, yeah, Peter Frampton.
Beer break. Oh, it's the beer break, you know. Or you just hold it like a man and hope you don't get a urinary tract infection.
Robert says, live every day. You only die once, so live every day.
Yeah. Oh, didn't your Uncle Dave or something say that, Jordan?
No, that was
Caveman.
No, it was McNeil, my dad's best friend, Steve McNeil.
Say it again.
Yeah, that's what he said when we were doing, basically right after my house burned down last Christmas. And my dad's best friend came over, and he's, you know, one of those badass search and rescue firemen. You know, works just in the most rugged terrain anywhere. And, you know, me and my boo were hanging out, and we got to talking about, you know, what we just went through. And he's just like, yep, that's why you gotta live every day, because you only die once, but you get to live every day. So
because people always say, well, what the hell? You only live once.
Yeah.
And so they call him the real deal McNeil.
It's like personal Steve McQueen out there. Just yeah. Right. And then he hopped on his motorcycle and rode away into the sunset. Yeah.
It's a great point.
No, it really is. Because, you
live every day. You only die once.
Yeah.
Best advice I ever got was take a deep breath. It won't hurt so much. I think it's like more of a breathing exercise thing. It's like whatever is going on in your life, focus on your breathing, and then whatever emotional pain you might be going through, or physical. Well, maybe both. Huh. It won't hurt as bad.
How old were you when you got that advice?
I don't remember. Young. Very young. Very young.
All right.
RJ says, my dad told me to never get married and never have kids. Thanks, Dad.
Take it from me, son. It's horrible.
All right. We got some more calls coming in. Let's see. It's been Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
A couple words that you heard that you took with you as advice. What was it?
Yeah, something my dad used to tell me all the time growing up for things that didn't even make sense as well. But he would say, you didn't come this far to only come this far, which is, I think, pretty strong for many different things and reasons you can do in life. But my guy would just say it randomly at the dinner table, like, I don't understand why you're telling me this right now. So, But it still stuck with me, and I think I apply it really well, and something I will ingrain in my son, too. Hopefully he takes it with him. We'll see.
As long as he doesn't say that to dates.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I'd.
You've only come this far. To only come this far.
Yeah. So you need to continue.
I mean, I'm already on second. I might as well go to third, right?
Right.
Come on,
right.
We didn't come this far. To only come
come
this
on,
far.
Come on,
come on,
come on, come on. All right, Alex. What ticket do you want?
Where is Toto?
It'll be at Long Beach.
In Oz, I think. I don't know where that dog went. No, it's going to be in Long Beach at the Long Beach, the new amphitheater. So you can check out the whole thing. It's going to be next August.
Yeah, I would love to go to there if that's okay.
Yes, that's okay. You are going. Stay on hold. You didn't go that far. To only go that far. So.
Right. Go the whole distance.
I was going to go after Charlie. Charlie said, don't go after looks.
Well, looks do fade. There better be something else going on.
He probably hung up because his wife was there. He's like, who are you calling? How do you prank show? They're asking about advice. I'm going to tell them, don't go after looks. And then he's like, oh, crap. Click.
Or are you saying I'm ugly?
You're going to tell everyone in Los Angeles I'm hideous?
Oh, but I can cook, so you're marrying me. Whatever.
You better not, Charlie. You better hang up that phone right now.
Yes, dear.
Sorry. Hello, Nick.
Hi.
You got some words of advice you'd like to pass on the holidays, like your gift to all of us?
So it's from a commencement speech for David Foster Wallace. I can't remember the year, but it's 89, something like that. It's just called This Is Water.
It's the one that goes, always wear more sunscreen. Is it that one?
Yeah. No. This is water. It's kind of about understanding your surroundings and realizing that people around you are also going through so much that you are also, and understanding that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want
to look it up? There's two versions. There's one of him actually doing the speech, and there's an animated version of you know, it's pieced together. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you so much. I'm going to go over here now. Yeah. Feel happy bit.
The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never cross your worried mind.
Thank you, Nick.
The kind that blindside you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance. So are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own.
Remember to breathe.
Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly.
Brother and sister together.
Baz Luhrmann. I didn't realize this, but it's advice, so it's spoken word, that he's basically reading the advice from a 1997 Chicago Tribune column. So this is all just the advice that the columnist was.
He's like, and, oh, I don't remember her part at all. And always wear sunscreen.
Yeah.
He goes back to it. All right.
There's some good stuff in there.
Yeah, maybe we'll take this and all your advice. We'll put to a nice, cool, dancey beat and play it back for you.
Get on that, Jordan.
At the end of next year. All see right. If you stuck to any of these things we decided to tell you about.
Get right on that.
Here's Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hello, Frank. It's Jason from Loma Linda. I sent you the durian fruit and the salted licorice.
Thank you, asshole.
Son of a bitch.
And so my advice is about exercise. If you're not doing anything, do something. If you're doing something, do a little more.
That's pretty good.
That applies to so many things, including dates.
Yeah.
We didn't come this far, sure. Only come this far.
That's
now.
Right. If you're not doing something, do something.
Painish.
Then do a little more. I mean, really, we can make every one of these like some weird pervy advice.
Well, that's what we
especially do. From Jason. All right, Jason. Jason, did you want a prize or can you even win one?
I can win one. I would love to get some Avatar tickets.
All right. I'll give you that 4-pack to go see Avatar.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You guys are the best.
Thank you. Stand hold. Fire and Ash coming out in theaters December the 19th. It's a Fandango gift card. That's something you can give people. Get them back out to the theater. You can get them Fandango and that be used at all movie theaters. You can go see what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another piece of advice. If you're ever writing something and get stuck, find a way to incorporate the word moist in the piece. It's an inherently unpleasant and unusable word, but trying to get it in there will get your brain working and produce more writing.
Whoa.
So yeah, if you're not, you know, can't figure out what to, you know, write down in your grandma's birthday card, Yeah. Try to incorporate the word moist. I'm sure you'll come up with something else.
I mean, probably talking about her, you know.
Nah, cakes. don't even leave it in there.
Never, cakes just, she always
yeah,
makes.
Don't even mention that. Hello, Josh.
Hey, people.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, Josh is my radio name. My real name's Albino John.
Oh, hey, Albino. What's your advice? Sunscreen?
I'm good, man. Hey, my daddy gave me some, two really good pieces of advice. First was out of sight, out of mind, children. Okay. And the next one was scratch where it itches, which, you know, I've been doing. So you guys know. Frank Army, baby.
That's right, Josh. Right. Thank you so much, bud. I think that was like metaphorical for, you know.
Yeah.
Don't beat around the problem. Scratch where it itches.
Scratch where it itches.
I think he's taking it like literally like.
Yeah, he's
if
got
it itches,
some
scratch
sort of rash.
It. So, he's
got a rash.
Probably covered in them. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is good. And maybe you've made this mistake in the past when writing an email, leave the recipient field until last so you know exactly who it's going to.
That is great advice.
And then always put the attachments on first. That way you never send an email and go, hey, there's nothing on here. And like, oh, crap. So put the attachments on first and then write the email so it always goes with it. Mm-hmm.
Nice. So smart.
Now, I don't know if this is true or not, and I don't even want to find out if it's true, but if it is, it's kick-ass, and it's good advice to have. If you ever come face-to-face with a wasp, like a bunch of them, or a wasp nest, and you're afraid to, you know, they're going to sting you, do jazz hands in front of them, and they fly away.
What?
That's true.
Not a
I haven't tried it, and I don't. But if you ever just like walk around a corner and there's a wasp nest, start doing jazz hands, and they won't bother you.
I wonder
away.
If because then you sort of look flying.
Yeah, maybe
you're
like
and you're enormous.
Yeah, it's and like, they think, yeah. Oh, you know, like you're supposed to a mountain lion, look bigger.
Uh-huh. Yeah, put your
and
hands
for
up.
A bear, you're supposed to lay down, play dead. For wasp, it's jazz hands.
Jazz hands. Hello, my baby. Hello,
now,
my darling.
Now you
hello,
know.
My ragtime gown. And then they fly off and you're safe.
Well, that's good advice.
I'm going to try it.
Hello, Andy. You might be the last one
here. Good morning.
Hey.
Oh, let's hope you save the best for last, huh?
Well, let's hope. Let's hear it first.
Okay, so the phrase is, don't take life too seriously. You will never get out of it alive.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's a solid get out on right there. Plus, you know, that's pretty much the motto of this show. Don't take things too seriously. We're not trying to change the world, folks. We're just trying to have a good time for, you know, everybody's morning. And thank you for being here and allowing us to do that every single day. We won't ever... take that for granted. Thank you. Andy, you want a prize for that? You want Toto tickets? I got Toto and I got Chicago and Styx. What do you want?
Do you have any more Avatar?
Nope, I gave my last 4-pack away. I got Toto and Styx. That's what it says.
Okay, we'll do the Chicago and Styx.
All right, there you go. Chicago and Styx. There you go. Stay on hold. Thank you so much. You know what we forgot to do because Johnny's not here.
No, I just thought about it.
We didn't do it. We didn't do a sorry.
Why don't we apologize for not having an apology list? So we just say, I'm sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Well, yeah, we apologize for nothing. Well, that's how we'll say it. It's fine. Everybody go around. You got to say it like that. You got to go, I apologize for nothing. All right.
Okay.
And we'll each do that.
Okay.
Heidi, you can go last.
Okay, great.
Renee?
I apologize for nothing.
Very nice. Oh, very nice.
You got it up there.
Jordan?
I apologize for nothing.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, I liked it, though. Emo?
I apologize for nothing.
Nice. Good.
Corey?
I apologize for nothing.
All right, all right. Yeah. And then finally, here's Heidi apologizing for nothing.
I apologize for nothing.
All right, you really have to listen to the whole show. We're coming back tomorrow. Johnny will be back. And keep it here. I got some more Disneyland tickets for you. Don't forget, Nick Carter's got some more Disney tickets for you at 4:40 p.m. this afternoon here on 95.5 KLOS at noon. Looks like Jordan's going to be over there at the Crack House, MikeCrack.com at noon for his show.
Full release.
Jordan's full release with Jordan Fitzpatrick. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're Heidi and Frank.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class
of 99. Wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it.